Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stacy Brown Randall is our guest. That's the name of the book, Generating Business Referrals Without Asking, A Simple Five-Step Plan to a Referral Explosion. That's the brand spanking new book. Literally launching it today. I'm excited about it for her. It's an important book, folks, because she's got the key, I think, to helping you get more referrals. And I'll tell you, Stacy, as you well know, and folks, she's on the money on this. If you, as a small business owner, as a small business creator, founder, and operator, if you can't find a way to mine referrals, you probably won't survive. Or if you do, you could have done it with half the work if you focus on referrals than just going out and just digging out new business out of the marketplace. What do you think, Stacy?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why everyone calls referrals the holy grail of client generation or client attraction, because a referral shows up unlike any other prospect or lead that you would ever receive, which is just ready to go. They know they have a problem. They're in solving mentality. They have somebody they trust who either helped them identify that problem, or they knew they had that problem, so they went to someone they trusted and they asked for advice on who to hire. Mm-hmm. And that person who they trust said, oh my gosh, you got to hire Jim. Oh, you got to hire Stacy. And that, you know, vote of confidence and that trust that's transferred is the secret ingredient. That's not really a secret that makes the whole referral mix work. Right. And I think that's what people miss when they think they're supposed to ask for them, because you cannot manufacture that trust and you cannot manufacture that need.
Well, what you're talking about, though, you're talking about asking for referrals before. When you say that asking referrals doesn't work, you're primarily talking about asking for them before you've earned the right to ask for them. Isn't that what you're really saying?
No. I'm saying don't ask for them at all, not even when they're a client, not when they're a prospect, not when they've been your client for 7 years. I'm saying don't ask for them. That's pretty rigid.
That's pretty rigid,
yes.
Stacy. Tell us why, right? Tell us how you justify that.
Sure. So when you think about the human dynamic and the psychology of how a referral works, right, they don't work from the asking because of the trust that has to be transferred and the need the prospect has to know that they have. And when that is allowed to create naturally, that is what delivers you a referral who says, take my money, Jim. They don't need to interview you and 16 other people and do a dog and pony sales dance. They're ready to go. And so I'm talking about that type of prospect falling into your lap. And if you want that type of prospect falling into your lap, you have to create an experience or an environment for your referral sources so that you are top of mind, memorable and meaningful, and taking care of your referral sources. And when you're taking, and that's the five steps that we talk about in the book, when you're following these five steps with your referral sources, you don't ask and you never have to ask, but you are doing some work. You are making sure that you are, you know, definitely staying top of mind with them with the outreach or the touch points that you do. Those outreach and touch points, they are memorable and meaningful, and you're using the right referral seed language. So you're planting those seeds so that you actually stay in the subconsciousness of them. And because you're taking care of them, they want to take care of you. And what we're ultimately after with the planting of those referral seeds is for that, how they take care of you is to send you more referrals.
And the referral seed is basically performance. Is that what you're saying?
No, actually, the referral seed is the language that you use and any of that outreach or touch point. Now, you brought up performance, which I think is a very important key part. This will not work. These five steps that I teach in my book and in my online program will not work if you're not referable. If you don't do great work and have a great client experience and you're somebody and your service is something people are willing to talk about. Right. So you have to do great work. And it doesn't matter to me, even if you're in what people would say the embarrassing services, like, oh, well, I'm a fractional CFO and I help rescue companies. They will still talk about you If you do great work, they may not talk about you on social media, but they'll definitely have a one-on-one conversation with another business owner who's struggling and wants to know how they overcame it. And, of course, you're the reason, so they'll talk about you. But what happens is that we do great work for our clients, and we forget about them. And we don't do anything to actually stay top of mind. And I don't need you to do this to every client, particularly if you have thousands and thousands of clients. But typically about 30% of our clients and 30% of our centers of influence within our network will actually refer us. I want you to focus on those people, and I want you to take care of them.
These are the, and then use the right language. You're right, because there are people out there that it never, it's not that they don't want to refer you. It's just they never think about it. They never think about you. They're pretty self-absorbed. But you're right. In my experience, I had a little nucleus of people that, you know, once a month, one of them would call me and say, hey, I was having lunch with so-and-so, and I told him about how you do, what you work do for me, and he wants you to call him. And, you know, and I didn't ask them for the referral, but it's, but I apparently did what the things that you were talking about. So folks, here's the thing, and I think you'll agree with me, Stacey. I agree with your system, and I think your system is the right one. But the main thing is do something to get referrals, right?
Yes. Jim, I always say there's three types of people in the world when it comes to referrals. There's the first part, the first group that loves to ask. And if asking works for you, fine, right. Go on with your bad self and ask away. The second group hates to ask, but they ask because that's what they've been told to do, and so they do it, and they hate it.
Do it badly.
And the third group hates it, and they refuse to do it. Yeah. So just if you're two or three, you need a different way.
Stacey, I need your website quickly, please.
It is StaceyBrownRandall.com, and Stacey has an E.
All right. And that's...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.